But in this period from 1750 to 1850, for the first time, both the economy and human knowledge were growing fast enough to generate a continuing flow of investment and technological innovation. One, in this period, one has a sense, really for the first time, of a concept that we now talk about all the time, sustained growth. What does that mean, sustained growth? This had been something that was beyond the pale of pre-industrial economies. It was this self-generating growth based on technological and economic innovation that constitute the basis of the Industrial Revolution. This ongoing revolution fundamentally altered economic life in Europe and the world. It revolutionized social organization and social relations. It transformed the balance of power between nations in Europe and between civilizations. It is the success of industrialization that would be, along with the French Revolution, the political advances made in the French Revolution, that would really distinguish Western civilization from other civilizations around the world and would become inherent parts of a way that Europeans or Westerners would define themselves. Enlightenment thought, the Industrial Revolution, the politics arising out of the Enlightenment via the French Revolution. If the French Revolution can be said to have ushered in a new age in politics, the Industrial Revolution has had an equally profound impact on human history. Now, having just said, it's impossible to find nice, neat dates around which to make an argument about industrialization. There are a few things that one can do, as in the case of talking about literary products, that you can find the publication dates of philosophical tracts, books, and so on. With industrial development, one can pinpoint the dates of inventions. And this is usually the way this is approached. In the 18th century in England, particularly, as I said, in the manufacture of cotton, seems like an unlikely place for an industrial revolution to begin, but the production of cotton, the manufacture of cotton, one can list the inventions that transformed that important economic sector and then would ultimately transform all of European economic activity. In 1733, the hand loom was invented. It cut the time of weaving in half. In 1770, the water frame, which used water to spin many threads at a time, also vastly increased manufacture. A year later, in 1771, the first water-driven factory with almost 600 workers, by 18th century standards, an enormous enterprise, had been created. In 1778, the spinning jenny was created, which also vastly speeded up the process. The power loom, and then in the 1770s, perhaps the most important, the most dramatic of all, which was James Watt's steam engine, which would dramatically accelerate production, but also change the ways in which the organization of production. Once you have steam engines, you have an energy-producing machine. That energy-producing machine, like the steam engine, becomes the central organizing force of production. So you organize around the machine. It means one can see the sort of beginnings of how machines dominate a workplace, a factory floor, as we would think of it in modern terms. But I don't want to get to dwell on the technology, except to note in the English case, that these inventions were the products of tinkerers. They were of individual entrepreneurs and so on, working to try to solve very pragmatic problems. They were not the products of the schools of science and technology that one found, for example, in France or in Prussia, which also was dedicated to finding new ways of solving these problems of energy and work. But why did this spurt of economic and technological activity occur first in Britain? Why did it become the first new nation? If one were predicting around the middle of the 18th century which of the various European countries was going to take the lead in a dramatic new economic development, it certainly would not be. Would not have been England. It would most likely have been France. France was a more populous country. France had a larger overseas trade, actually, in the middle of the 18th century. It had a larger manufacturing base in the 18th century than did England.